Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, we've all become used to Chinese manufacturers providing a lot of goods at a much cheaper rates than the rest of the world can. But I think it's safe to say that no Chinese product has ever caused as big a commotion as the newly released AI tool called DeepSeek. Well, what is it? It's a Chinese-made artificial intelligence model that costs a fraction of the price of similar models like OpenAI. And I'm reading that the key to the low price is less advanced chips. And because it needs less chips, it's caused a massive market crash in the U.S. chip market. The behemoth NVIDIA, for instance, recording its biggest one-day loss in U.S. history. Wait for this figure, very close to $600 billion U.S. dollars. So what does all of this mean, and are there lessons to be learned for countries and companies as the tech race really heats up? From Worldwide Works, tech commentator and writer Arthur Goldstuck, a very warm welcome. DeepSeek has been described as a game changer in AI. Maybe let's start off with you telling us what exactly sets it apart, if it does, from models like OpenAI's ChatGPT.
Hi, Jeremy. It's fascinating to see the fuss that it's caused and the reason for that fuss and the absurdity of some of that fuss. Essentially, it operates much the same way as ChatGPT, the paid version of ChatGPT, though, and this one is free. And that is really the first thing that sets it apart, that you can do in the free version of DeepSeek, which generally is everyone's experience of DeepSeek, what you need to pay OpenAI if you want to achieve in ChatGPT. So for the ordinary person, that's the big takeaway. I, for example, tried to upload a PowerPoint presentation, and well, I didn't try. I asked it if I could, and it said, sure, go ahead. And I asked it then to write a press release out of that PowerPoint presentation because it contained specs of a new device. And it did as good a job as any PR writer that tends to write about these things. So bad news for public relations professionals, but fantastic news for anyone who wants to get more productivity out of their lives. So that's as far as the ordinary person is concerned. As far as the American AI industry is concerned, the fact that it cost $5.6 million to build this compared to OpenAI spending $6 billion to develop ChatGPT has frightened the Americans, but not quite for the reasons that you would think. You would assume that while China has caught up, the Americans are going to be terrified. Now they're going to ban DeepSeek. No, the reason is because investors into AI companies in the United States suddenly realize that they've been pouring money down a black hole. And you've seen them frothing at the mouth, claiming this is the Chinese Communist Party psychological warfare, trying to make the Americans almost give up in the AI arms race. So that's one of the narratives that's been going. The other, as you said, is that the requirement to build AI suddenly is not these mega advanced chips. But the truth of the matter is that the more people use even DeepSeek and its low-level demand on computer chips, the more DeepSeek will need to invest in more advanced and more powerful AI chips. So I think what this is going to spark is an even greater demand for chips that are capable of high-level AI performance.
It's interesting, Arthur, that you say the propaganda war has already started, and I guess that was to be expected. But did this development and the launch take people by surprise?
It did, but it shouldn't have, because DeepSeek has been publishing academic papers for a while now. They haven't kept it secret. If you were following the evolution of their model and of Chinese models in general, you'd have expected some kind of breakthrough from China. In fact, in my book, The Hitchhiker's Guide to AI, I describe the growth curve of AI academic papers coming out of China versus those coming out of America. And not just any old AI paper, but those that are in the top 1% of referenced academic papers in the world. And it showed that in the far distant future, like 2025, Chinese academics would overtake American academics in their output of top 1% ranked papers on AI. And suddenly 2025 is here. And suddenly everyone is shocked. They shouldn't have been, because this has been about 5 or 6 years coming.
Arthur, does this development then, in your opinion, signal a shift in the balance of power in the so-called AI arms race? Is it going to give China an edge now, in spite of threatened Western sanctions and also potential chip export bans?
It does create a shift, but not in terms of giving China an edge, rather taking the edge off the American onslaught on global tech, because the U.S. trade policy and foreign policy has kind of combined into a geopolitical war against China to prevent China from getting access to advanced technology. Well, guess what? China is capable of making advanced technology themselves. So what it's really doing is evening out the playing field rather than giving one side an edge over the other.
So finally then, what's the next big move? Are companies like OpenAI and Google going to adapt and compete on cost, or are they going to double down on premium AI models?
I think their investors are going to force them to look at more cost-effective ways of developing AI models. They're going to balk at these demands for billions or even tens of billions of dollars being thrown into the next models. Sam Altman made a massive impact when he said that OpenAI will try to raise $1 trillion for its next models. And the investors are now going to say, oh, wait a minute, what are you smoking? Because look at what the Chinese are able to do with a few million dollars. So that's going to shift the trajectory of venture capital going into AI, certainly from a point of view of the large language models. AI chips are a whole different story. And the overreaction by the market, which sent NVIDIA plunging, was quite absurd and created an incredible buying opportunity for NVIDIA shares.
Arthur Goldstuck from Worldwide Works, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate this.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.